Blog Talk Radio.
Blog
Talk Radio.
Good evening,
ladies and gentlemen. I want to introduce to you right now, young Donovan. He's 11. The problem we're facing right now.
Hi, how are you tonight? This is LaShondra. Good evening, Blog Talk listeners, my sisters, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It is such a blessing to have you join us. The program is designed to inform, encourage, uplift, and undergird all our women of all ages, cultures, and nationalities, education, business women, housewives, students, single women, married women, and believers in God. Tonight, we're going to have an open forum tonight, and as soon as I can get our ladies on the line, we will conduct our program tonight. We have started with some little bit of technical difficulties. If you will hold on for a minute and help me get these people on the line, we will be with you shortly. In the meantime, I'm just going to play a little music for you here as we dial up our...
Hi, you've reached Neville Architecture. Sorry we're not able to take your call right now, but if you'll leave a message, we'll get...
I'm sorry, we dialed the wrong number. Just bear with me for a second, please. We're going to do this. All right. Here we go. We're trying to get Beverly on the line tonight. And we should have her in just a moment.
Hello.
Well, hello, Beverly. Say hello to our listening audience right now. We're trying to get everybody connected. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you.
All right. I informed our listeners that we're going to just have an open forum tonight and just talk among ourselves and see what we can come up with. How was your day?
Oh, it was real good. Real good day. Enjoyed the rain.
All right. It did rain some, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was. But it was a beautiful day yesterday. We had some good sunshine, and I had washed my car on Saturday, so that meant I just knew it was going to rain sometime in that period.
Yeah, I did.
It was really nice. Church was good, and my pastor just preached his little heart out, and then I came home and rested. So it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I was waiting on Sister Minister Henderson to join us. She said that she would probably be calling in a little bit. She was doing something kind of urgent when I talked to her a minute ago. So I wanted to just go ahead and get your intake on something, since I know you probably know a little bit about it, or see how much you know about this Obamacare thing. I've been wanting to discuss it with some people, and I haven't got a chance to, you know, do a little the research that I needed to do, but I'm sure that you could enlighten me a little bit on it. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I really haven't taken the time to sit down and read it, but when the president first came out with it, it's based on what other countries are doing in Europe and Turkey, and I think in Holland and Amsterdam and Sweden, some of those countries, they have a healthcare system, and with the taxpayers and the government together, everybody in the country is covered by health insurance. No one is ever denied health coverage because they don't work or they don't have any money. the citizens pay a higher tax, but they're willing to pay that higher tax because it covers everybody's medical insurance and it's not a drain on the government. That's similar to what the president is trying to come up with. The only difference is that between the higher taxes and that the citizens pay in other countries in Europe and in Sweden, and I think in Amsterdam, the citizens don't pay anything. They pay for the health care through their taxes. Through the Obamacare, you seem to be required to go out and find an insurance company that you can afford. The only benefit now as opposed to previous times is now that they can't, I think as of January, if you have previous health conditions, you can't be denied, which is one of the benefits. The other purpose for the Obamacare was because from 2000 up until a few years ago, with the Hispanic and other migrations coming into the United States, and by a lot of them not being citizens, not paying taxes, and having no health insurance, they were forced to go to the medical emergency room. And through them going through the emergency room and not having any money, their bills were paid by the government. So everything started getting really lopsided. There were a few people paying in and a lot more people using the health care services. And so it made it harder for the people who did have health insurance, because now not only are we having to pay higher insurance policies for those people who don't have insurance, and our taxes are being raised so that the government can pay for some of these emergencies and whatever else that have impacted our health industry as a result of people not having health insurance. So Obamacare is supposed to be a solution to the lack of health care insurance by low income individuals, individuals who have come into the United States who needing health care from different things, health life situations, or being involved in different things, crimes or whatever in the city. These people coming in and needing health care, you can't tell a person that's sick that you can't serve them. So going through through emergency room, it ran up our health bills. So the Obamacare is supposed to take care of three things. One, to help cover the cost of everyone so that everyone will be paying a portion of the health care insurance and not the few. The other thing was to get people with pre-existing health conditions health insurance, and to be able to provide health insurance for those individuals who have come into the country illegally and who are needing health care. A lot of times they come in and they have babies in the United States who become citizens. However, the mother's here and the mother's incurring the health care bill, but she's not a citizen and she doesn't pay any taxes because she's not a citizen. So through immigration and the Obamacare, we're trying to get so that everybody has health insurance, regardless of what your financial situation is. The problem is that you got more people needing health insurance and very few people with jobs. So they're gonna have to be some issues. And then some of the insurance companies are saying that they don't want to be forced into certain conditions, so they're starting to deny some people's health care coverage because they don't want to add the additional cost. I hope that helps.
Yeah, but do you think that is fair to the citizens of the United States that we are put under this burden, or do you think that we need to increase the taxes so that everyone can have health care, or how do you?
Well, there should be.
That?
It should be a program based on what they do in Sweden and I think some other European countries, where the citizens' taxes are a little bit high, much higher than they are in the United States. But from listening to interviews, the people were saying that they didn't mind it because everybody was covered by the health care program. Everybody had the same health care, and everybody was covered. It wasn't I had an A-plus health insurance and you had a C-plus. Everybody had the same type of health coverage, and everybody chipped in to pay for it. So if you've got people working and so that they can help pitch in on the cost of their health insurance, and they can go to any doctor they want to go to, and if it was a pre-existing condition, now you can go to the doctor because you're covered, and you're paying for it through your taxes. As long as you've got a card to say you can go to any hospital or you can go to these prescribed hospitals, but as long as you can go and you don't have to worry about you don't have any money because your son just broke his leg, then that makes everybody feel good. Everybody's paying across the board. The problem now is that there are a few people paying and a lot more people needing the health care coverage.
Oh, okay. Well, how would that work with Medicaid, the people that have AFDC or TANF and all that kind of stuff for their health care benefits? Does that affect it any kind of way, or do you know?
It doesn't. The health care that they're terming Obamacare won't have any effect on that at all. It shouldn't be because it's a government-sponsored program. It should benefits may modify, and there may be other companies that will be willing to offer supplemental coverage who weren't offering it before. So it might help them to get some better insurance as supplemental insurance, but if you're on a fixed income, it's really hard to come up with that extra money to help pay for your prescriptions and things of that sort. So it might help if they can find something that people can afford. I think they have that plan now that's called Plan B, and I think it's an additional $100 a month. And the only problem about it is when people get Medicare or Medicaid, now there are only certain hospitals, certain doctors that will take that insurance because the government is so slow in paying. They don't like to take the risk to wait for the government to decide what they're going to pay and when they're going to pay it. Although government now is penalized when it does that, so they have to pay bills pretty much on time. But I don't think it'll change it that much. But again, I haven't really read that Obamacare is based on what some of the things I read and some of the things I've heard.
Okay. Well, do you think that it poses a problem for our seniors who are on a fixed income and who have Medicare and they can't afford the supplement? Because is it going to be a supplement to them, or are they going to be able to keep their Medicare and get some Obamacare insurance? Or
I really don't know, but it seems like from everything I've heard that it really shouldn't affect them at all because they're in a specified government program. The only part that probably can change would be their ability to go and buy other types of supplemental health care if they would like to and they can afford to. But it shouldn't change their basic benefit whatsoever because it is a government-sponsored program and tax dollars already fund this program. I know some of the Republicans would like to change some things about it. But there's not a whole lot that could be changed about it except cutting down on seniors having so much copay to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a benefit too. But seniors, the problem is that a lot of the pharmaceutical companies will give seniors the medicine, but they don't ask for it. So a lot of times they could be getting some benefits, but they don't ask for it.
Oh, the senior citizens could.
Right. You know, a lot of times people don't know that you can go to the manufacturers and they can help you on some of your prescriptions.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Are they can provide a discount with your pharmacy for that?
Yeah. And then some of you can go right to the manufacturer, tell them what pill you're taking, and ask them to donate you 6 months supply, because you know it's between eating and taking this pill, and you need the pill. So you can always ask. They can always say, we can give you a 3 month supply, or we can give you something off on your prescription coverage, but it's worth asking.
Yes, it would be. That would be very helpful to the seniors and those that are on fixed income to be able to, you know, go and get that assistance through the pharmaceuticals. I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of those seniors that don't know it, we probably would need to educate them on that, you know, in our churches and in our little senior citizen groups, you know, where they go and have the where they go daily, you know. That would be a good thing for us to try to get that information out to them, because in that way the pharmaceutical companies can become popular and know where they can help, and that would probably bring more business also. Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea to educate them, because these little old people just they really don't know, and they're really scared to death. You know, I've heard some conversations about what they're going to do. You know, how am I going to get my medicine? How am I going to live from month to month when they're on a fixed income like that? And I think a lot of pressure on them to, you know, and that would cause sickness and illness to me, you know, for them to have to be worried about, well, how am I going to buy my medicine now? Or how am I going to get through the money if I have to pay more for some insurance, or if I have to go, you know, my income is tied up in getting something else, you know, so that I can live, or medication. So, you know, I think that it's a very selfish government when the Republicans are running it, you know, because it appears to me that they're just looking out for the wealthy people anyway, who can afford stuff, you know, who can do things for themselves. And they don't look at the fact that, you know, these little old people on fixed incomes is distressing them. You know, I've been thinking about that, and I say, wow, well, I wonder what we could do to help them to understand that they are, you know, making a burden or hurting, you know, worrying these little people, you know, when they
what we can't do is those that are in office and have opposed the Obamacare and other acts that trying to take away money that's been targeted for the elderly, the children, the disabled, and they're trying to take some of that money away. Those are the people that you look for, and you start targeting a year before their election and start looking at them and start asking people to look the other way at the other candidate. That's time to use your voting power, because they proved to us during the government shutdown that it was more important to have their way than it was for them to take care of the citizens. So it's time to stand up and start letting the people know that we chose you, we could choose somebody else. You know, we vote through election. The other people might fight, but we have a right to vote, so we just gonna vote all of y'all out, and y'all go home and sit down and think about what you did.
That is so true. That is so true, because we need to show them that we have the power to get rid of some nonsense.
Right, because a lot of them standing up there like they got all the power. It's time to let them know, no, we voted for you. Just like we have to do what our employer says, you got to do what we tell you to do.
That's right.
But they shut down the government, put a lot of people under unnecessary stress. When you decide that the rich should get richer and the poor should get poor, and then you want to penalize the poor when they say they're sick, it's time to replace these people. They've got more power, and a lot of them are interested in money as well as power. And they like the power thing. They like the power trip to know that we can decide whether we want to feed them, let them feed them, or whether we want to let them eat this month. We make that decision. That's too much power. When you start to look as though the little man doesn't really mean anything.
That is. And I wonder, do they understand that that's not a godly thing either? That's not even a Christian thing to do to the people of the world. I know that God said we would have the poor among us at all times, but still, can you find some compassion in your heart to help folks? You know,
some of them say they are Christians, but you wonder, but but you got some of them now, they don't really practice it on the job. They practice it at church. But when it comes to work, you don't mix the two. You don't mix politics and religion.
But how can you separate that? You know, compassion and caring for people and doing the right thing, because when the Constitution, the United States was built upon that.
Yeah.
That's what I've already, I've already heard. Yeah. And they wanted all men to be equal and have the same rights and everything. All of that was written in the Constitution, the way the United States was built upon. So why come all of a sudden now they don't care? You know, it makes you wonder.
Well, it's still this money and this power thing. Didn't you see how they were doing the when the government was shut down? It wasn't about getting the government shut back, open up too quick. They took almost 3 weeks before they got it back up and running.
Yeah, that was, and they didn't care about it. You know how long
no,
it would take.
They were arguing about who was right and who was wrong.
And who was wrong, right. Instead of thinking about and being compassionate toward the next person and all the people that worked for the government that they put on furlough, what about their monies? You know, they didn't think about that. You know, they didn't.
No.
Actually, it sounded like they didn't even care. If you ain't got no money, it's too bad.
But they got paid.
Yeah.
They got paid during that time. But other people didn't get paid. So you don't know what they did to some. You don't know what that had, the consequence that may have had on somebody who didn't get all their money. You don't know what that person may be going through.
And they
did what they were supposed to do. They were willing to come to work.
Right.
But you decided not to. So this is going back to Obamacare. This is, again, the whole purpose for the government shutdown was to say we're not going to fund Obamacare. And if the government has to shut down as a result of it, then the government will have to shut down as a result of it. So this is one man playing politics again, shutting down, working with a group of others to shut down the government because he doesn't believe that we should afford Obamacare. It's going to cost the government too much money. And those who don't have health care, that's too bad. We'll come up with some other Medicaid program that all the taxpayers, the few that are working, will have to pay for. And the rich will get by, will get around it by making a contribution, but then they'll get theirs back some other way. It's just a game that they're playing with people's lives. It's just a game.
Right. And that is so terrible to me, because why would you think that you can get away with that, because the tables might turn on you one day and you find out that that same thing is going to happen to you. How about that? You know, while you trying to mess with somebody else's livelihood, what about yours? Do they think about that?
It doesn't seem like they do. But, you know, since that 2008, with the economy shutting down, it seems like they've gotten a little bit more greedy and a little bit more power hungry. So it's just called for more prayer. Just more prayer.
I know.
For the government. It just seems like everybody should have health insurance. It's no way of getting around it. Everybody should have health insurance.
Right.
And you shouldn't have people feeling like they're going to, they've got to wait till they're almost, you know, in a situation where they can't move with their bodies, they're shutting down because they're scared to go to the doctor. I don't have any health insurance.
Some some emergency care. You got to wait till it's the emergency to get some care. When all the time you could have been preventative. And they always be talking about doing preventative medicines through these insurance companies. So why don't they just help fund it?
And that's what the whole purpose for Obamacare. That was one of the core principles of why it got started, because you said if you do more preventive care, then you cut down on the cost of all this emergency care. It's like if you can catch a fever before a child gets real sick, you cut down that chances of that child going into the hospital and having to go in there for 3-4 days a week or whatever. Had it been preventative care and she had health insurance, her mom felt like she wasn't feeling good, she could have went on and took her in, no problem. Whether she's a white mom, black, Hispanic, whatever nationality, creed, or religion, they could have went to the doctor. If the grandmother starts getting sick or something, she can go to the doctor. She's got her card. She can go within the areas that are given to her if they break it up that way. And she can go see about health. She doesn't have to wait till she gets so sick they have to call an ambulance. And now she's in hospital. That's thousands and thousands more than it would have been when she first started feeling bad. She could have went to the doctor.
Right. And see, that makes more sense to me than, you know, waiting to have to go through emergency after you done got
right
with it.
Right.
Because
if you had the card that where you could have went this morning, you could have went on and taken care of it. You don't have to wait till it gets so bad.
You're right. Okay, that's something for them to think about, because you don't need to wait until it gets bad, you know.
Yeah.
And then go on. See, because that's really cruelty to me. That's real cruel for you to do something like that to people, you know. I don't think that's really good for the economy or for anybody else that's involved in that. So, callers, are you there? We are waiting for you to get in at 310-982-4126 and join our conversation. Give us a call tonight and tell us what's on your mind. We need to hear from you. We need our listeners. Huh?
I found out today, I found out a couple weeks ago, but I forgot to mention it to you. And for those that are listening to us this evening, if your mom or dad or anyone in your family has any serious disease that they're dealing with, any illnesses or whatever that are plaguing their body, I found out that there are foundations that will give individuals funds to help with their medical care. So you might ask your doctor or your medical provider or your hospital if there is, because I just found out that there are foundations that give people money for certain diseases.
Really?
I'm going through breast cancer, and this foundation gave me $1,600 for my pharmacy. So anything that I got a prescription for, they'll give me the money for the things up to my date of diagnosis. For 12 months, they'll pay for my co-pays, my pharmacy, anything that I had a prescription for.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
And does that cover any illness, severe illness?
No, it's just, I don't know if it's all cancers or breast cancer. I didn't get that, but I know that they sent me a letter saying I got $1,650 to cover my any prescriptions, and I'm like, oh, my God, thank you. So there are, so it's worth asking your health provider, or if you're going to a hospital, if you've got dealing with any type of illnesses, it would behoove you to ask them if they know of any monies that are available that can help you with your getting your medicine or any other thing that you might need. So it might be good to find out or have someone look it up on the internet and see what foundations are giving out awards for certain things. I didn't know that they even did anything like that. Because the lady at the hospital told me that they had a foundation that was willing to give me some money to help with my prescriptions. And I'm like, really? And even with my income, I still qualify. So I was very, very pleased. So if anyone's needing that help, please check with your hospital.
You have reached a Time Warner Cable phone customer. This mailbox is not currently accepting messages because voicemail has not yet been activated. Please try your call again later.
Se ha comunicado con un cliente del servicio telefónico de Time Warner Cable. Este buzón de correo no acepta mensajes actualmente porque el correo de voz todavía no se ha activado. Por favor, intente llamar de nuevo más adelante. Goodbye.
Hello. Hello?
Okay, I am back. Let me see if I can dial Beverly back and see if she can come in.
Hello?
Okay, seems like we got disconnected some kind of way there, my sister.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we're on. I had a caller say that we weren't having a show, so I don't know. Let me see about that. Tell them to do it again. So I don't know what's going on. These computers have been really acting up tonight. Hopefully, they said we were in.
Oh, okay.
But that's how things go. You know, the devil sometimes, he don't want us to reach who we need to reach. You know, something is always going on all the time. So hopefully we are back in, and if he tells me it's not working again, we're just going to try it again next Monday night.
Oh, sounds like a winner.
Because I was wondering why, because Sonara was supposed to call me. She hasn't. Okay, he said he's going to try again to see if we're on. So let's just converse until then. So.
All right.
Let me ask you a question. Have you watched the show Girl? Oh, it was right on the tip of my tongue. It's a all women show that's on Oprah's channel. Have you was it Girls Gone? Happy Girls or oh my. That irritates me so bad to put
no,
it
I don't
like
think
that.
So.
You don't think so? Okay. Well, anyway, I was looking at some commercials on TV earlier tonight, and they were talking about. I can tell you what it is because somebody told me. Hold on. Talking about how these movies are just letting us showing the women in such derogatory actions these days, you know, how they are depicting us. And I was going to get us online tonight and talk about that and see, you know, what are we seeing and how are we feeling about that. Black Girls Rock, that was the name of it.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Okay, it was Black Girls Rock, and
I haven't watched it, but I heard of it.
The comment was these modern day movies are a bit too much for me sometimes, too risque. Nothing is left up to the imagination anymore. I was going to feed on that that statement and see what the listeners had to say about it, because I'm thinking that we are exposing a little bit too much of ourselves, you know, like with the reality shows and with the Basketball Wives and, you know, all of those reality shows that we are participating in. And just like they had the Ministers of L.A., did you watch any of that?
Oh, yeah, I've been watching that.
How,
we need to talk
about
this.
Okay, well, maybe we can get a little conversation going on that next week and see how what our audiences are listening and saying about that, because I haven't watched any of it because I thought it was just a little bit much for me. I didn't want to I don't want to portray ministers in that light, you know? You understand what I'm saying?
I want
to be more a Christian and not just for money and for fame and for all the attention that they get, you know? Because it's, to me, it's negative. I don't think Christ would approve of stuff like that. You know,
I didn't think it was okay for pastors to, I don't know. I can't say it's wrong for them to look for riches, but I can say it doesn't feel right for that's almost what they're after. I have a problem with. Why does a man of God need so much stuff?
Right.
I mean,
when you're
it's okay for him to have a nice car. It's okay for him to have a nice home. But why does he need so much stuff?
Right. Why do you have to be glamorized like that? What?
Yeah,
why is it
just that you're just the only one getting all these blessings? Now, if God's giving all these blessings, then why the congregation ain't getting these blessings? Because it should be going across the table.
It should.
Up and down the aisles. Everybody should be getting a part of these blessings.
That's right.
To me.
Everybody should get some. Not just you and the people in your household or your staff. Everybody. You know?
Everybody. Because if God is blessing that house, then everybody should be fed.
Something, right. And if you got an overabundance of blessing, why aren't you passing it on to your congregation? Why aren't you helping the needy, the poor, with some of that you got? Give away some of that stuff. What do you need it for? You can't take it with you.
Why do you need a $300 shirt? It's nice to have one.
Yeah.
But why do you need to have one? Do you need to have one?
But
that $300
shirt
you bought could pay somebody's grocery bill. It might can pay for 2 senior citizens grocery for a whole month.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. What is that necessary for? You could get the same shirt for $50 or $60. Maybe less than that. You know, you paying for a name at
$300?
$300? Somebody's hungry or outdoors or needs some money.
You can go get that same shirt at the outlet store for $50.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so you got $250 left of that $300. Okay, Miss Sue needs some grocery. Miss Ann's electric bill to be paid. You don't do this every month, but if they're widows, you might do it every month.
Right.
You might do it, you might say, okay, if you can pour 20, I can pour the other 10. That's what I'll do for her. That's what the church gives her. You don't need. Why do you and your wife have to both have fancy cars when this man over here is standing on the street corner?
Yeah,
why can't you just have nice cars? But why you got to have the fancy car? And this man over here standing on the street, he can barely get to work on time because he don't have nothing to go. He don't have nothing to go to work on. Now, if he's he DUIs and he's done all these things to lose his privileges, then he got to be on the bus.
Okay. But the warrant who remains, he needs help. You need
but
to
he still needs help.
Him.
Make sure he got his bus pass every month. I'm going to help you. The first 3 months, 4 months maybe, get on your feet. We're going to buy you a bus pass. So he don't have no reason not to go to work.
Right. If you got a job and you want to keep it, as long as you see, I see you trying to help yourself, I'm going to help you.
Well, yeah.
You know,
that's sharing. That's, to me, that's sharing the wealth.
That is.
That's what you're supposed to do.
You know what? But you know what? That puts a thought in my mind. You acting like the Republicans. They got money and they don't care. And they can rule the world. Okay?
Right.
But you in the church, you got money and you can rule the church.
Right.
You and then you ain't, you know, it doesn't
but,
show that
but
you
that's
care
not
about
what you,
your congregation.
He didn't, God didn't tell you that you couldn't have these nice things.
Right.
But he didn't tell you that. That wasn't your mission. Your mission was to go out and bring men and women to Christ and tell them the good news about Jesus. That was your mission. If he meant for you to be rich, he would have made the apostles rich before they stepped out the door.
Absolutely.
Now, he didn't say you had to be poor either, but...
Right.
You living better than anybody in your congregation?
Where's the humbleness?
Yeah.
Where's the help? Where's the compassion for the next person? What are you doing for them? Are you doing anything for the sick, the shut-in, the homeless, the widows and the orphans?
It's okay to look nice, but you ain't got to look all that. It's just not necessary. You know, have you some nice outfits, surely.
Right.
But
look neat and clean, and
looking neat and clean.
Doing
everything that you would want done, no matter how you dress.
That's
you
right.
still want to look
That's
good. Right. You want to smell good. You want to dress nice. But it don't mean that you got to have a $600 suit to do that.
Right. It doesn't mean.
But as a family got ready, getting ready to get evicted because he lost his job and she's sick, or she's sick and he lost his job, whatever.
And 9 times out of 10, you got somebody like that in your congregation.
Everybody
do you know?
Does. Just about.
Do you know? Have you reached out to them and asked them, how can I help you? What can I do to get you some help? You know? That's what I can't, you know, that one just wasn't for me. When they started talking about it, I just say, nah, that ain't something that I want to watch because I don't think requires all of that. But that's what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to go and explore that and see what our listening audience think. And we get
their comments. I think we need to start sending out more emails advertising the show.
Yes,
we need to start advertising this week what we're going to talk about next week.
Run
it every hour at the same time.
Yes. Sonara had this sent out an email today for the open forum tonight, but I'm willing to bet that we're having some complications on this computer tonight. I see that we're in, and I see that you and I are in conversation, but I don't see anybody else trying to get in or talk to us tonight, so...
Okay.
Maybe that's what's going on. So let me try to find out about this week and get this problem straightened out and see if it's us or if it's at the station, at the Blog Talk station, or what is actually going on. But it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. We'll be ready next week to talk about our people, our sisters on live TV.
On live TV and how it
is
the
reality. Reality talk shows. I think some things they do is just.
Like the statement was, it's risque.
I
had somebody say that to me, and I believe that. We can expound on that next week.
That's
right,
gonna be a good show.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what I'm going to do is just go ahead and do what we usually do is pray ourselves out and ask God to be with us. And the young lady that was on last week, Catrice, she did notify me and say that her mom is having some surgery. I believe it was heart surgery on tomorrow, I think, and we want to pray for her and let her know that we do care and that we are lifting her up to the Lord tonight. So with bowed heads, dear God, we come as humbly as we know how tonight, dear God. We thank you for this opportunity to be on Blog Talk, and if there are any listeners listening, we thank you for their attempt and their participation in our show tonight, dear God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we want to lift up our sister and her mom. Father, we ask that you give her the strength and the courage to be the strength for her mom. We ask that you lead the surgeons in the operating room, dear God. We ask that you keep them, give them the knowledge and the strength to take her through the surgery, dear God, and with no problems or complications, God. We just lift her up to you tonight, dear God. Father, we lift up all the sick and all the shut in and all those that are going through tonight, God. We ask a special blessing also on Mother Hill tonight, Jesus. We ask that you be with her and heal her body, God. It's the surgery that she's had on her ankle, Lord. Would you just heal her? Would you
Lord.
Would you encourage her and let her know that you will never leave nor forsake her and that you are a healer? And all that we have to do is believe and trust in you tonight, dear God. Father, we ask a special blessing on our president tonight. Father, with the illnesses and the things that she has to go through with her body and the things that she has to go through, God, keep her in your will and keep her in your way. We ask you for healing for her tonight, dear God, and all the other things that are going on in her life and her family's life, dear God. Father, we just lift up our sisters tonight, Sister Minister Henderson, Carol Reed, God, all our Yvonne Gonzalez tonight, God. Father, just be with them all, please. Bring us all back together as one, dear God. And we again thank you for the opportunity, and we ask that you continue to be with us and forgive us, Lord, if we've done anything or said anything that was against your will, dear God. We thank you. We are lifting up all our sick, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, there. And let me see, tell you about the retreat. Y'all those that are listening, if you just have some free time on Friday or Saturday or Sunday morning, come to Lakeview Christian Center in Waxahachie and join us at our annual women's retreat. We're going to plan having a good time this weekend, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Lakeview Camp Center in Waxahachie, Texas. All right. I see we have somebody on the line. Hello?
Hello?
We have a caller? Hello, caller?
Hello, this is LaShawn.
Hey, LaShawn. Oh, thank you.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm sorry I missed the show.
Well, no problem. We were just praying ourselves out. We were getting ready to hang up, but we thank you for joining in at the later date. But we will be back next Monday night. All right, from 8 to 9 o'clock. We love you and thanks a lot. All right. Good night, Bill.
Love you, too.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
All right, we off the air.